This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Rescue crews have found another body in the rubble of a collapsed 12-story condominium tower near Miami on Saturday, raising the death toll to 5 as they race to recover any survivors while fighting back fire and smoke deep inside the concrete and metal remains. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced the heightened toll at an evening news briefing, saying the identification of 3 bodies had dropped the number of unaccounted for down to 156.
We're going to be relying on DNA testing, and that is why we've already been gathering DNA samples from the family members.
Earlier, a report released by the city of Surfside said the ground floor pool deck of the oceanfront condominium was resting on a concrete slab that had major structural damage and needed to be extensively repaired. The 2018 engineering report also uncovered abundant cracking and spalling of concrete columns, beams, and walls in the parking garage. Britain's Health Minister Matt Hancock quit on Saturday after he was caught breaking COVID-19 rules by kissing and embracing an aide in his office, enraging colleagues and the public who have been living under lockdown. The 42-year-old Hancock said he resigned after the Sun newspaper published photos Friday of the married minister embracing a woman whom he had appointed to a taxpayer-funded role to scrutinize the performance of his department.
And those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Britain was meant to have lifted all restrictions June 21st, but a rise in cases due to the emergence of the Delta variant first identified in India has pushed back those plans by at least 4 weeks.